My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 2nd of August 2009 and the time is 2:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Mrs. Hannah Gordon and my date of birth is the 15th January 1980 and I'm from South Croydon in London.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Nervous, excited, full of anticipation. Yes, I hope that sums it up.
How did you first hear about the project?
For on the BBC London website, I check that every day, I'm a Londoner. And yeah, it was on there and I signed up for updates and then when I could register, I did.
And what inspired you to apply?
Partly being a Londoner and knowing about the fourth plinth, the Alison Lapper sculpture was amazing. Also, I'm an admirer of Anthony Gormley's work. I wouldn't say I'm a follower. And also my mother is a big Anthony Gormley fan as well. I love the sculpture Anthony Gormley in the crypt at Winchester Cathedral. I'm really inspired by that. So yeah, that's why what I thought I should apply. And also just to be part of history as well, to be part of a really exciting project.
And how did you feel when you heard you had a place?
Well, initially I turned it down. I wasn't chosen as part of the initial, yes, you've got a place. I had a phone call saying, we've got this slot, do you want it? And I said, no. And my husband said, but why? That you applied in the first place. And so I phoned back straight away and said, yes, I do want it. And yeah, because I'd mulled it over and thought, actually, no, this is silly. I should do it. So yes. So apprehensive, I guess.
And being from London, is the significance of Trafalgar Square something for you?
Yes. I wasn't born in London, but it's become my home the last 7 years. And Trafalgar Square is kind of, I've been through it, I've been to events here, and it's kind of the heart of the city, or it should be the heart of the city, really, as well. So it's amazing to think that I'll become part of its art and history.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
I guess it's challenged me to think about what art is and think about what I'm going to do. What does it mean to me? I guess it means that I'm going to be part of a historical project, but also that I get a chance to be me and be part of an illustration of Britain as well. So yeah, it's sort of outstanding that plain me gets to be part of this.
Do you see it as an art project or a historical project or both?
I've talked about history a lot, but actually probably more an art project. It's really challenging me. I'm watching some of the programmes on Sky Arts and thinking, there's a guy on last night saying, oh, it should be entertainment. And another man saying, oh, there should be a panel. You should have to apply and be accepted if your thing is good enough. And sort of really disagreeing with both of those, that actually, art isn't necessarily about interacting and who said the standard should be. So yeah, definitely an art project.
And what will you be doing for the hour?
I am going to pray for the City of London. I'm a Christian and I'm going to face in the four directions of the compass and pray for each part of the city. I'm going to pray for schools, the police, our children, our young people, our old people, people who've been out partying. So yeah, I'm going to cover the city in prayer.
And why have you decided to do that?
Because my faith is the core of who I am, I think, I'm not a preacher, but I think I believe that prayer changes things, and it just seems like a really amazing opportunity to stand at the heart of the city, and pray for its people, the people who live and work and grow up here. And I thought, I'm not an entertainer, I don't have a skill, I'm not a singer or a dancer. And so yeah, that's why I thought I'd like to just be me as well. Prayer is part of, it's the core of who I am.
And is that something you always thought you would do since you heard you had your place, or did you have other ideas?
I had other ideas. Originally I thought I might read from the Bible, or I might read prayers, but then realising that actually there's not enough sound to travel, and actually thinking about, I thought then maybe I could do something. I asked my friends, another thing that I do is I bake a lot. Someone said I should go and bake up there. And I thought, no, I didn't want to interact with the crowd at all. I just wanted to use the time for me, really.
And will you be praying quietly, internally, or out loud?
Mostly internally. I might I might introduce bits with out loud prayer, but I don't know. I'm going to stand as well, because I want to be seen. I want to stand each direction. I'm not going to kneel or just sit either. I don't. I kind of want my posture to for people to ask questions about it as well. So yeah, I might pray out loud. I don't know. I'll see what happens.
Who are you doing this for?
Myself, I think. There's no one else here with me today, which is quite sad. But yeah, I guess just for me. And also just to show people watching on the web that Christians aren't all bizarre odd people. I suppose that's what I'm doing.
Will you introduce what you're doing in any way or go straight into it?
I'm going to say a prayer out loud. I'm not going to introduce it, but I will say a prayer out loud so it'll become apparent through that what I'm doing.
You touched on this a little bit earlier, but
yeah.
Would you like people to engage with you from the ground or?
Not particularly, no. If people shout or ask questions, I don't plan to reply. No, I want to be. I don't mind how I provoke a reaction, but I'm not going to engage or interact. No.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like up there?
I think it might be quite lonely, like not in a sad way, but kind of quite isolated. Maybe peaceful actually is the word I'm looking for. Although you're in the middle of Trafalgar Square, and had it been the middle of the day, I think it would have been a very different experience. But in the middle of the night, I think it would be quite peaceful, yeah, isolated.
Do you have any hopes or fears about going up?
I hope that it's a really interesting, exciting experience. It's not going to be a massive adrenaline rush. I'm fearful that I won't know what to do, and I'm fearful that. It'll be really high. It's not that high, and it'll be fine.
Would you like to have an impact on other people by doing what you're doing?
I think I'd like to provoke thought in people. I guess that maybe that's impact enough. Provoke thought. Maybe provoke other Christians to think about, if they get chosen, what we do. Obviously, great meeting the person before me, finding out that she was doing exactly the same thing. Which is, interesting. I've run out of answers.
Have you been raised as a Christian, or is it something you've discovered yourself?
I became a Christian when I was 21. I don't come from a Christian family. And it was something that I came to whilst I was at university. My husband is a Christian, and he was part of my journey to faith, really. I haven't. And I think that's kind of why I want to show people. Sorry, I'm talking quietly again. I wasn't raised as a Christian. I became a Christian, and I think that's why it is so important to me and how I live my life as well. Because I know what my life was like without it.
And how would you compare your life before to your life now?
I wouldn't say that it was directionless. I would say that I feel much more secure now. I feel much safer giving control to God, which is actually quite scary at times, but I feel very grounded, very sort of centered, and I feel like I have a direction in my life as well. Before I sort of, not that I wasn't directionless, but I sort of I can't, it's awful, I should be able to explain it, but I can't.
Would you mind elaborating a little bit on how you found Christianity and
interested? I went to university at the age of 19, just before I went to my then boyfriend's mother's baptism and was very moved by it, but didn't really understand why. I lived with two Christian girls in a flat of 8 of us in my first year, and kind of was interested, went to church with them occasionally, but didn't really follow it up. Break up with the boyfriend, had a really odd, a bad summer where I was completely off the rails, and then went back to university in my second year, met the guy who is now my husband. he started going to church with my housemates, and I started thinking, what is all this about, and asking questions. And I picked up a Bible and I started reading, and was very sceptical to start with, but was a bit like, well, where's he going with my housemates every Sunday night? And and started thinking a bit about, you know, what it did for him, and also started sort of thinking about, I suppose, kind of, I had a bit of a hole, it's a bit of a cliche, but sort of thinking about what was missing from my life, and realising that that could be filled by God, and sort of eventually, yeah, gave up control. And I was confirmed when I was 21, yeah, just before my final exams.
And does your religion play an important part in your life now?
Yeah, definitely. I've just changed my career. I've just trained as a primary school teacher. And it took a lot of faith to give up the job that I was in, and retrain, but I knew that it wasn't where God wanted me to be. I've learned to try and trust God and speak to him every day and have a conversation. I met a guy in the square whilst I was waiting, and he said, but you're just going to do nothing. And I said, no, I'm going to have a conversation for an hour. You can hold a conversation for an hour, can't you? And I think, yeah, it's about having that kind of constant companion and guide. You know, it is my moral code, it is how I make decisions, it's who I am, it should be, and my faith should be illustrated by my actions. If people can't see that my faith affects my actions, then it's meaningless, so I'm not doing it right.
And how did that person in the square react when you told them?
He is slightly the worse for wear, and he has lost all his friends. But yeah, I think he was a bit stumped, really. He kept saying, well, you should do something. I think he found it very hard that I wasn't going to do anything on the plinth. I was going to stand and pray. And I said, well, that is doing something. But, you know, hopefully I've made him think. That wasn't my intention. I was just chatting to him. But, yeah, hopefully I've made him think, and he might, you know, that conversation might come back to him at another time. So, yeah.
Have you at any point felt the pressure or felt like you should entertain other people?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I sort of, even just sitting here, like sitting in the square tonight, I arrived a little bit early thinking, oh, I could have done that, or, you know, I could have listened to worship music, I could have sung along, and yeah, there is a pressure to entertain, but I'm sticking to my guns, and I'm not going to, but yeah.
Have your family been supportive of your...
Yeah, mum and dad are getting up at 3 a.m. to log on and watch. My husband's been supportive, although he can't be here because of work commitments. My friends less so. I'm disappointed in my friends, actually, especially my church friends. I think they're all a bit blasé. Maybe that comes from living so close to Trafalgar Square that it's not a big, massive thing going to London. I don't know. But yeah, family have been quite supportive.
What are some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Starting my job, my career as a teacher, primary school teacher, in September, is very important to me. Building my marriage with my husband, we've been married for just over 2 years, but building that, and also taking advantage of where I live as well at the moment. I've got this like a massive long summer holiday and try out and do things and enjoy where I live and kind of explore London more, really. So those are the things that are important to me. Relaxing before I start my work.
What were you doing before you trained as a teacher?
I worked for a disability and an older person's charity in Brixton. I was a user involvement worker, so I worked with people to try and help them have their voices heard with the service providers. So yeah, massive, massive change in career. But yeah, I did that for 4 years in Brixton, and before that I was a psychologist for a couple of years.
Is that what you trained in?
So what? Yeah, I've got a psychology degree, but realised that that wasn't what I wanted to do forever. I think I finally found it, what I'm supposed to be doing.
And how did you discover teaching and wanting to do that?
The summer after my husband and I got married, we both sat down and both said, our jobs are fine, you know, we enjoy them, but then we don't want to do it forever. And I sat down and I wrote down all the qualities my ideal job would have, and looked at it and thought, that's teaching. And I went into a school for a week, and then I applied to a course, just 2 courses, and the one I wanted I got onto. Which is only a group of 35 of us who are all sort of in our late 20s and 30s, career changing. So yeah, it was perfect. And my husband changed his career and he became a police officer. So it's been a very good couple of years for us.
And a big change for you both.
Yeah.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, I haven't actually. No, not as such. I've, you know, done charity events and sporting events, but never an arts project.
Do you have an interest in the arts? You mentioned before the plinth earlier.
Yeah, I don't think I have an academic interest. I don't know a lot, but I like to go and see things. And also, living in London, I should probably take more advantage of the art that is available. My mother's an artist, so, you know, I should be influenced by her. But yeah, I have a passing, more than a passing interest. I think I know what I like. But yeah, I'm not kind of, I don't push my boundaries really.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied into this moment now?
It's been brilliant. It's been really exciting. It's been lovely to log on and see other people. The support from everybody here has been really wonderful. And also just being able to sort of come up a little bit early and look at the plinth as well. And I think from this point, I'll be even more interested in the project. But yeah, it's been really good. I think it's really good for London and really good for art.
And have you been watching other people on the plinth?
Yes, I've been watching online now and then when I'm logged on, and also the programme on Sky Arts on a Friday as well. I watched that last night and got annoyed. But yeah, it was good to see. So yeah, I will be watching the rest of it as well.
And do you think we're getting a snapshot of the UK?
I think if I watched the live stream, it would be a better snapshot. Obviously, the Sky programme is going to be stuff that can be shown on TV, so it's going to be the more interesting things. But yeah, I think overall, yeah, you are getting a snapshot as well. And all these people with their causes and people who want to entertain and people who just want to sit, I think it's a good spectrum. So, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.